Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, and I am co-hosting today with David Olson. Normally, David starts off the call from his lovely home office in Idaho. He is out of his office today, so I'm going to start the call, but David is with us, and David's going to go over some announcements, and then we are going to talk about the new look and setup of the distributor library in our back office. So, David, are you with us?
Good morning, Lisa. I am. It's a gorgeous day here in Idaho. I do have to leave the audience partway through this call. I got a little puppy issue who needs to see the doctor. Nothing serious, but the appointment is right at the end of this show. So forgive me, everyone. We do have announcements from the newsletter on Monday. So there is an RD meeting next week with our CEO and all the RDs. They're going through several bullet points. And one of them is, you know, we have been on a short staffing situation due to the pandemic in California, and people are working from home, and there are some issues in getting through to customer service right now, and working diligently to speed up the process. So be patient with our situation down there in Carlsbad. We have an online Beamer Saturday event coming up this Saturday, August 1st, 11:30 Eastern time. And so this is a great opportunity to get new people to hear about the Beamer product from, you know, some of the nation's experts, and they would go to beamermeetings.com. It'll be a several-hour meeting. The last couple hours will be for distributors and people who are interested in becoming distributors to learn more about the business. But the first hour will be a product presentation, and so it's a great way to get people involved in hearing Beamer, about Beamer. There in the newsletter, it does talk about the battery going away on July 31st. And of course, that was a supply chain issue. We hedged against the chance that we may not have a battery because of supply chain issues due to the pandemic. Had we spec'd the new Go set with the battery and we had run out, the FDA would prevent us from shipping Go sets entirely, and we didn't want to incur that risk. And so the battery has always been a promotional item. And, you know, we are still lobbying heavily to keep that battery included. But understand, officially, as of July 31st, the battery goes away, and it will be a $200 accessory after that point. Disregard the place in the newsletter that says the backpack goes away July 31st. That is incorrect. So the backpack will remain part of the Go set for another period of time. And the Pace Setter program is still happening. That's the bonus for people hitting senior in 60 days. So new IBDs that get started have an opportunity to participate in this all the way to December 31st. If they're new, they get started, they have 60 days to hit senior, and that's 5,000 points worth of Beamer sales. They'll earn a $1,000 bonus, and they'll get the Pace Setter jacket. Those of us that are already involved in Beamer, we've had this opportunity to become senior all over again, and that, for us, ends August 31st. So, and lastly, The warranty issues, we're still working on it. Understand, this is what happened with all the warranty issues during the pandemic and all the closures back in the spring. People who sent in warranty items, they were being collected by UPS, and UPS was not delivering them to Beamer Corporate. Normally, warranty issues come in, and it's first in, first out. So something comes in, it gets dealt with first. UPS was collecting all these items for this long length of time, and then they brought them all in on pallets with no chronological reference to the pallets. And so there was no way to ascertain which warranty issue had come in first. And it's just been a nightmare for the poor people in Carlsbad to deal with. And unfortunately, UPS created the situation for us, and we're doing the best we can to get through all these warranty issues. But we are supposed to be hopefully caught up with everything by the end of this week. And the B-Box has been a priority on all warranty issues because, of course, people can't Beamer without that thing working. So. And with that, we're going to talk about the back office and the new configuration of the distributor library. And Lisa, would you like to take it away?
I will. Thanks, David.
Did I miss anything?
I'm just going to add one more thing. In the Facebook group for Beamer IBDs North America, it's a private group just for distributors. If you haven't already joined that, you have to request to join that, and they verify that you are a distributor. I don't know what the current number of distributors is right now, but I know it's over 20,000. Only 3,700 people are in this private group. But Kim Simsby, the regional director out in California, every Friday hosts what he calls the Flow Lounge, and it's Let's Talk About Blood Flow and Cash Flow. And that is every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. And tomorrow they are talking about how to properly onboard a new distributor. So I know a lot of people have taken advantage of the 144. So this would be probably a great training session. Sherry Snow is going to be leading that tomorrow with Kim. In order to go there, you're going to go to joinvipmeeting.com. Again, that's joinvipmeeting.com for that training tomorrow, or I'm sorry, Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. And they do those every Friday, but I just thought it was a great topic for this week, especially with everybody bringing on new distributors. So speaking of new distributors and the distributor library, in the back office, under the distributor library, they have reorganized and have done a really nice job where you don't really have to kind of think about where to go. They've got banners across the top. So if you need product information on the Go set, everything that you need as far as presentations, videos, especially the training videos as far as the Go basic plan, unboxing the new Go set, all of those videos are in there. Also documents the new Beamer Go operating supplement, which is something that you can email or print out for your new customers. The disclaimer, also the product orientation checklist. So when you're delivering a new Beamer to your customers and or distributors, this is the checklist that you go over as you're, delivering that Beamer to them and opening it up with them, whether it's virtual over Zoom or in person. That is back there. And then sales materials are back there as well. Then they also have the Beamer Pro set, the class one, in case you still have people that, obviously you have past customers. The horse set is also broken out separately. So any product presentation for that, videos, documents that you need, especially the frequently asked questions is a good one. And then they have it broken down with starting your Beamer business. So if you're new to Beamer or you're re-engaging as a distributor, this is a great place to go to get frequently asked questions, the business etiquette, you know, how to order. A lot of your questions could be answered back there, which might help eliminate some of the calling into customer service. Point out about that as well is if you have questions or you need help with something to help the corporate office and customer service right now, if you as a distributor could contact your upline group leader, team manager, operational manager, RD, they might be able to help you as well, maybe a little quicker than customer service, and it could help relieve some of the pressure on the customer service. So, check your back office and go to your upline to get some answers as well. Also, compensation is broken out separately now. So there is a presentation. There are videos on how the comp plan works. You might want to check that out so that if you're rank advancing and you're a senior and you want to know what you need to do to get to group leader, all of that is explained in the back office, how to take care of your e-wallet. And then there's administrative information. This is stuff on warranty transfers, any change in your distributorship, how to forward your Beamer mail to another email address so that you can readily check that Beamer mail. And then corporate images and events. So any questions about how to book for an event, by the way, the National Convention, you are able to now book that virtual national convention, which is in September. It's $50. They've hired an outside company to put this on virtually. So it's being done very professionally. They've got keynote speakers lined up. They have breakout sessions on different topics for your Beamer business. So you can go to your back office, go into events, and purchase that ticket there. And then all the legal and compliance issues, the policies and procedures have been updated recently, so you may need to take another look at that. The compensation plan and policies and procedures. If you have new Beamer distributors and they're not quite sure, they haven't gotten to an online academy yet, they're not quite sure how to share their story, how to share their testimonial. There's a testimonial video guide that you can use in training. So there's a lot of training tools back here that you can use to help onboard your new distributors. And then Beamer Canada, if you're working in Canada as well, all of the information, and they have items both in English and French. And then if you're an academy director or a manager, there is a section there that is open just to academy directors and group leaders and above. And that is the new distributor. It's so easy to move around. You don't have to click on a bunch of things to find anything. And while I'm in the back office, I just want to bring up the customer library, because I think a lot of times as distributors, we overlook that. But everything that's in the customer library is compliant and is approved to be released to third parties. So, if a customer says, what does Beamer Therapy really do? Like, there's a brief explanation, and all you have to do is go in there and copy that and paste it and, email it. But, it may help you as well to answer things compliantly. And so I always have my distributors not just look at the distributor library, but go into the customer library and, look and see what's in there and how you can use that in your business. David, are you still with us? Do you want to add anything before I start taking questions?
I am still with us. There is one correction that we will get fixed in the distributor library. The 5 minutes importance of blood flow video, what I call the runner video, that has been updated to represent the new Go set. It is incorrectly classified under the Class 1 Pro set. Understand that that video that you see there is the new Go set version. We'll get that moved in the library. It's just categorized in the wrong place. And I wanted to point that out. Thanks, Lisa.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks. All right. So with that, it is Beamer Whatever Wednesday. So if you have any questions, comments that you would like to share, please press 1 and the pound on your phone now to get into the queue. And with that, I will take our first caller, area code 509-386. 509-386. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Nancy. Can you hear me?
I can, Nancy. Thank you.
Is I've been have an IBDT who is wanting to purchase a Beamer through Bread, and discovered that she has one number in her phone number was not quite right, and we weren't able to proceed with the Bread. And I'm wondering if the wrong phone number was why, or because maybe she's just, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that she's a new IBT DT from, you know, just a few days ago, does it?
No, that won't matter, but that phone number may matter if you put in an incorrect phone number, because they do take 5 pieces of information and it's a soft pull. So those 5 pieces of information are really correct. That is something that is her phone number incorrect on her Beamer back office account?
Yes. And so is that something she can change, or do we have to call customer service?
So I believe that is something, yeah, you can edit that. She can edit that phone number herself. So when you're in the back office, up in the right-hand corner, there's a little icon there. It's just a head if you haven't uploaded your picture.
Yeah.
And you click on that profile or on that icon, go to profile, and that is all of your information, your phone number, your email address, your recovery email. All of that information is in there, and that is where she would change that phone number. And it has a little pencil on the stuff that you can edit.
Okay. And so that should take care of it so that the next time we try this, it should work.
So
do Bread.
I am not, yeah, I don't work for Bread. I can't say that 100%. I just know that if they're pulling that information and that phone number is incorrect, I would start there and try it again. There is also a frequently asked questions in the distributor library for Bread. You may find your answer there and can connect with Bread. Connect with Bread directly. Okay.
All right.
And that's under,
and then,
that's in the distributor library. It's under the section of starting your Beamer business.
Okay. And then since I have you on the phone, I just want to be clear on the 5,000 points for the IBDT. Their first sale to themselves, the points go to me. They don't go to them. Is that correct? And then they have to, or do those points count towards their 5,000 for their personal purchase?
Those points and the commission will go to you.
Okay, that's what I thought.
For her first purchase, and then after that, then she'll start accumulating her points for herself.
Okay, very good. I appreciate you guys so much. You're just really nice to have you guys there. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our next caller is from 910-528, area code 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, thank you. This is Jane in Lexington, Kentucky. When I go to the back office, I see the Beamer Go is advertised as now only having the two icons. We spoke on Blog Talk, I don't remember who, several times that they were keeping all four icons, inclusive of the sleep mode and the light mode, because why change it again? But the advertising is only two icons. I just want to be absolutely clear, what does the Go set come with? Does the box have the four icons or the two icons?
Okay, and that's a great question, and other people may have that as well. So in some of the marketing that was done early on when they came up with the Go set, they showed the two icons. I don't know if that was for the FDA or what it was for, but the B-Box has not been changed at all. It is still the same B-Box that we've always had. It will come with the four icons.
Good news. Thank you. Good
yes,
news. Thank you.
You are welcome. That way, also, too, when at some point in this future, hopefully near, the B-Body comes back on, the sleep program will then be able to be used. So all of the icons are still there.
That's great news. That's as it should be to me, too. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 541-968-541-968. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sharon from SIO, Oregon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello, can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I have a situation that I have no idea how to solve. I have a friend named Aline who bought one of my rental Beamers from me, and we signed her up as a trainee. So when she sold her first Beamer, that would have been her qualifying Beamer, and I asked her if that lady that she sold the Beamer to wanted to be a distributor, and she says, oh, no, oh, no. And so I told her, I said, you know, it's really important that, you know, the first Beamer is the qualifying Beamer if they do want to be a distributor. She says, oh, no, she didn't want to be a distributor. Then I get a phone call from her a couple of days ago, Aline, who was the one that bought my Beamer. She's now sold her first Beamer, so now she's a junior. And she wanted to go to an academy a couple of weeks ago, but there was all that snafu with the $200 versus $144, and she did not get to go to an academy, and she was very, very upset because she wants to know stuff. Anyway, I have tried to train her. Well, she calls me, and she says, I just signed up my friend, and and I didn't think anything about it. And then on the off, I said, does she want to be a distributor? And she says, I don't think so. Well, the lady just got her out. April is the lady who just got signed up. April just got her Beamer Go yesterday. And Aline asked me to walk her through, you know, opening up and getting it all set up because she had never seen a Beamer before. She bought it sight unseen. So I spent 2 hours with her, and during that conversation, I asked her about her friends and everything, and I said, you know, you would be a great distributor because you're a runner. She's 77, and she's a runner. She broke her hip, and she's trying to get recovered from that with the Beamer, and already has a great testimony because we gave her one treatment, and she went on a power walk and didn't have any pain with one treatment. Really great testimony. Okay, and so I said, you'd be...
Okay, wait, hold on one sec. Stop right there for just 1 second, Sharon. I'm just going to use this as a teaching moment. So
okay, great.
You cannot give a third-party testimonial.
I'm sorry.
We need...
That's
okay. That's okay. No problem. It happens.
I'm just so excited about
I know. We don't want to be doing
yeah.
that. And also, we are not
pain.
Yes, I used the word pain, didn't I? Okay, so now April has her Beamer.
So Aline did not tell her about, because I had told her with the first person, you know, make sure that, you know, they don't want to be a distributor because their first beam, you know, they have to have a qualifying Beamer. And so she says now she wants to be a distributor, and Aline's going to pay for $144 for her to be a distributor. But now we got a problem, because I don't know if it's Aline's fault or my fault, but she's already bought her first Beamer, and that should have been her qualifying Beamer, but we didn't educate her. And I feel terrible, because I don't want to have to, you know. So is there any way we can solve this problem?
Okay. So, again, great teaching opportunity is that we can never determine who might want to be a distributor or not want to be a distributor. And the way that when I sell a Beamer, I'm sharing a Beamer. They are excited. They want to buy a Beamer. And my last comment to them before I place the order is always, if you think for 1 second that you might want to share this amazing device with your friends and family, you might want to consider being a distributor. And would you like more information about that? And if they say, yeah, what does that entail? I make it clear it's not an easy job. I mean, we're working.
No,
it isn't. You know, it's not an easy job. So I make people aware. It's not like they're going to buy a Beamer, become a distributor, and everybody's going to flock to them and buy Beamers. So, you know, I make it, you know, fully aware.
Yeah.
The fact
yeah.
that you missed that opportunity, unfortunately, Beamer is not going to go back as a company and reverse any of what happened. So
there's
we have all made that mistake, I'm sure, across the board, people that have been around for a long time. I've had it where I've explained about being a distributor and somebody purchased one and got so excited about their results that they came back to me and said, I want to be a distributor now. And I said, then you're going to have to qualify all over again. So now, if you and Aline want to be together with the commissions when April sells her
yeah.
first device and that rolls up,
right.
and you guys want to do that amongst yourselves, then certainly
yeah.
you can do that. There's not a problem there.
Okay. I'd like to make a suggestion that you guys can take to the company. Because there are some people that, like you said, they have the Beamer and they get jazzed about it and then want to be a distributor. I think there should be like a 2-week window or something where somebody could experience the Beamer for 2 weeks and then make that decision if they want to be a distributor. I think you would get a lot more distributors and it wouldn't be so depressing. This to me is very depressing, because it would be nice, since myself and Aline are the ones that really made the mistake. She didn't make the mistake. April didn't make the mistake. She didn't even know. And so it would be nice if there was a way to have like a 2-week window. It would be great.
Lisa, may I interject?
Yes, David. Yes.
We have a lot of people in the queue.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is this Nancy? Yeah. Is this Nancy that's talking?
No, I'm Sharon.
Sharon,
if you want to call me, or email me at david.olson@beamermail.com, you and I can have a conversation about this separately, and I can give you some coaching.
Do you have a phone number?
I won't give it over the phone. David.olson, olson@beamermail.com, and then let's communicate there, and then I'll shoot you my phone number, and you can call me, okay?
Okay, that'd be great. I appreciate that.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Sharon, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Okay, so before I take the next caller, I want to point out something that some people may or may not know. So it used to be when we signed up an IBDT, that IBDT could only sell their first Beamer to a customer. With the new IBDT program, IBDTs are now allowed to bring on distributors. So, you know, that's something that's new in the IBDT program. So that explanation also is in the back office if anybody has any questions about that. And then I'm going to go to the next caller, which is area code 616-813. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sue from Michigan. I just have a really quick question relating to warranty. I recently submitted a BPAD for a warranty issue, and I got it in before all the shutdown. And I got it back. They replaced instead of repaired. It was about 2 years into the three-year warranty when I had the problem. Does the new BPAD start a new warranty period, or would it just have the remaining 1 year from the original purchase?
No, if they replaced it with a new BPAD, that new BPAD has a three-year warranty.
Okay,
just
thanks.
The BPAD,
I just didn't want to bug customer service.
That's
all
device,
I know. Right, got it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, our next caller is area code 386-405. 386-405, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi there, everyone. Thank you for having me. Mary Knight from Sanford, Florida. I just wanted to call in just to double check again that I heard that I was interpreting all this right. There's four icons on the, you know, the main hub of the device, right? And I'm using the B-pad and the B-spot, but I wanted to make sure I was getting, I guess, collaborative ideas. I know there's not, like, you know, recommended use. We're not doing that, prescribing use or anything like that. That's not what I'm asking. What I'm just sort of asking is, like, suggested, I guess. Right, that's compliant for how I do this now that I'm sort of new to it and using it. And I've been looking in the back office, but I appreciate your quick description and spiel. each icon is for a different apparatus. Is that right?
Okay, so we use there are four icons on the main menu. The first one
yes.
is purple. It says intensity. We use
yes.
that purple intensity button to apply the B-pad down the spine,
right. and
following
between
the basic plan for the body.
Yes, basic plan, yep.
Okay. Then the blue button, the program, you would use with applications, either the B-pad or the B-spot, and you would use
so
the program
okay.
button on body parts.
Body part.
The
okay.
yellow button is the sleep program, which can only be used with a B-body.
The red button is the red light,
which can only be used yeah. with the B-light.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. Thanks. You too. All right. So that is all of the people I have in the queue. If you have a question, you can have it answered right away. Push £1 on the phone to get into the queue. And if I don't have anybody come on board, then we will end early today. Let's see. We've got another caller here. Area code 717-656. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, and thank you so much for your program. This is Lydia from Pennsylvania. I have a customer who purchased the Beamer from me, and she was concerned. She got from the original Beamer. She said, well, if the light is supposed to help with hair growth, which she was hearing in the academies on the head, whatever, she said, well, it's supposed to be good for your skin, like in your face for wrinkles. She said, would that affect the hair growth in my face or my neck? I said, well, I don't think so, but I said, that's a question I'd like to know. Have you ever been asked that before?
I have not been asked that, and we don't really promote that it that it does promote hair growth. So I can't really, there's not really a compliant way for me to answer that question other than
okay.
I can tell you my own personal use with the red light on my face has not increased any hair growth on my face.
Okay. I said, well, I didn't use it a lot on my face, but I thought, well, I'm going to ask and see what you can teach me. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
You
have a great
day. Same to you.
Thank you.
And I have my
Okay, if there are any other questions, now would be the time to hit 1 and pound on the phone. And if not, then we will just end a little bit early today. Next caller is 704-609. You are live on Blog Talk.
Oh, hi. This is Ken from Charlotte, North Carolina. I have a customer who is not supposed to have an MRI on her head because of a particular situation. She has a bullet in her brain. It's been there for 20 years. I told her to check with her doctor to see if it would be all right to use it on her head. I was just wondering if anybody has any suggestions. if they've ever had anything like this, if they have any suggestions I could make to her other than having the doctor check with her and check it out.
Okay, so you did the right thing, and I would always refer that back to a doctor because I'm personally not a doctor. I don't know if you are. When I have customers or distributors, when I refer them to check with their doctor, I always advise them to say to their doctor, because if they say, can I use a beamer on my head, the doctor doesn't know what a beamer is. He's going to say,
right.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
No. Okay. And the customer probably isn't familiar enough with the device or the science behind the device to explain it properly. So what I always say to my customers is, when you ask your doctor if it's okay, ask them if you had an increase in blood flow in the brain, would that cause a problem with whatever their situation is?
Okay,
so we're telling them what it does in a very simple way. So if the doctor says, no, if you had increased blood flow, you'd be totally fine, then they understand increase in blood flow. And then, of course, if he asks, how are you increasing your blood flow, then they can say, I'm using a pulsed electromagnetic medical device called Beamer and go from there. But that's how I would totally leave it in their doctor's hands.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and thanks for calling in.
You too.
All right, our next caller is 717-858, area code 717-858. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, guys. Betty Snyder here. Love your show. I think I've listened to almost every day, every 5 days a week for 3.5 years. So really appreciate you guys. But some of my team have been trying to get different things ordered, and I just had a quick question. Are we able to order right now, like the B-pad?
Yes.
One of my distributors, but we are? Okay.
Yes.
Like, are there any restrictions? Are we able just to order the things that are available in the go set? Is that what I'm to assume?
Correct. So what you're able to order, if they're not buying a go set and they need individual parts, they can buy a B-box. On its own, they can buy a B pad, they can buy a B grip, they can buy a B spot, they can buy a battery. I just had a customer, he didn't want to keep taking the cord from upstairs to downstairs. He just bought an additional, charging cord. So yeah, those are all available in the back office, in your web shop.
Okay, well, they went to order the caps, and again, they kept getting kicked off. It was probably just a computer glitch. So that's great to know. Thank you so very much, and thanks for all you guys do.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, we're going to go to area code 720-774-770-774. You're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, good morning. This is Mary King. You two are awesome. This is a great blog talk. And even when they're simple things, it's a great review for the new people, or at least it's a great presentation. But one thing I discovered is when a distributor goes and they order another B-pad, I need to make sure they know the grip is separate. And I think we all need to keep that in mind, because they get this spot, and then they go, but I don't have any way of using it. that was
correct.
One experience
yes.
That I've had.
So I'm going to clarify that, because you originally said the B pad, which does not need a grip. So you can order a B pad separately.
Spot.
It works. Yeah. So when you do order a B
spot,
if they don't have a grip, they need to order a grip. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Thank
they should
you for
have
pointing
grip,
that out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not pointing it out. It's just like I hit that and I go, oh, I need to be sure that these customers know, or that these new distributors know, that with the spot they need to order the grip.
Absolutely.
Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Thanks,
Bye.
And you too. Bye. All right. I have time for one more caller if somebody wants to hit one. And 213. Hold on one
Hello.
Second. 213-926. Nope. All right. So that is all of the callers that I have. Oh, someone just called in. I've got 2 minutes to take this. Area code 321-287. 321-287, you are live on Blog Talk.
Yes, very quickly, do you know the dates for the next online academies that there might be availability?
So in the back office, under events, you go to event search.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head, because I don't get a list of what's available or not available. But I believe I don't know if – so there's one in Dallas. I'm not sure if that is full or not. It looks like it may be. I think the end of August are the next available openings.
Okay. All right. And I guess the reason I'm asking, I'm having problems with my computer, so that's why I thought maybe you might know.
Yeah, I think that August are the next available academies.
Very good. Okay. I'll go with that.
All right.
Thank you. Just go into events.
You're welcome.
That's how we register.
That's
going
correct.
To events,
yes.
Right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, just one last note on online academies. If you are a distributor and have been to an academy, a live academy, we have over 3,000 new distributors that have never been to an academy, and we want to leave space for those newer distributors. So you are a distributor that has been to an academy, kind of hold off on the online if you can, get all your new distributors into those as quickly as possible. And with that, that is the end of Whatever Wednesday. Tomorrow is the Horse Thursday, and we will be back here next Wednesday. Everybody make it a great day. Thanks.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market to your health.